For the last profile in our series on opioids and opiates, I spoke to Alma and Gail Smith Heisler. Alma has gone through painful medical operations and was prescribed medication, opioids, to cope with the pain. She eventually became dependent on the addictive drugs, but with the help of her caregiver and daughter Gail, she has completely stopped taking the medication.
My name is Gail Smith Heisler, and I am a correctional officer at Anvil Mountain Correctional Center.
My name is Alma Smith Heisler. And I'm a stay-at-home grandma to my three beautiful grandkids. It was about 10 years ago when I first started taking a prescription medication. I had an irritable bowel syndrome and migraine headaches, and I've been on them for like 10 years. Oh, and then I had my knee surgery. I had a total knee replacement, and that's been giving me a hard time.
She actually had two knee surgeries. She had the first surgery was a total knee replacement, and then the second one was to unfreeze the scar tissue. And both times when she had surgery, she really didn't have any extra pain medication to take, so she was just kind of stuck with ice and no relief from the pain because of the high amount of pain medication that she was on.
OxyContin was 12 hours apart.
She took that twice a day, and the other one she was taking up to four times a day.
Describe to me what the difference was for you when you were taking the pain medication and then what it felt like when you weren't taking the pain medication.
When I was taking them, it used to make me angry and anxiety and upset all the time. The only way I could get out of it was to jump in my pickup and go for a ride to let the steam off and try not to take it out on my family. This summer, when we were at camp, I went outside early in the morning and I cried out to God and I said, God, I am so tired of taking these medications. I don't like the way it has made my relationship with my family when I was angry. That was not the me. That was the pain medication that was making me ugly. And it would get to the point where I just got tired of taking them over the years. But over the years, as I was taking them, it seemed like it didn't bother me because my body was so used to taking the pain medication.
What about when you were late on taking your dose?
Oh, when I was late taking my dose, then I would have the symptoms withdrawal. And I did not like the way they would make me feel because it would let me have the withdrawal symptoms.
And could you describe those a little bit? What were the withdrawal symptoms that you felt?
Real angry and my withdrawal symptoms. Like to shake a little bit.
You get kind of panicky and anxious too sometimes.
And if you don't mind me asking, how much pain do you still experience and how do you deal with any pain?
I have a history of migraine headaches. So when I get them, they gave me a max salt so that I can dissolve it in my mouth. And usually when I have a migraine headache, I would go to my room, shut the lights off, close my curtains and just lay in bed. Sometimes I'll watch TV with the volume down just so that it could distract me from the migraine, the headaches that I was on.
So just to clarify, in September is when she started to get off the medication. We had to slowly wean her week by week. We'd take away one pill, and it just happened to be on a Thursday. And so we just kind of rolled with Thursday since then. And I believe Thursday of last week, she's been completely off all her pain medication. So it's been a real long and hard journey for her. There are a couple times I thought that she might have wanted to give up, and she expressed that she wanted to give up. But she just amazed me by how strong she is and her will. Because I don't think I could have done that. She made it look easy, even though sometimes it wasn't.
Gail, as you were watching Alma go through this in the different stages of her weaning process, what kind of went through your mind and how did you react?
At first, you know, I went in thinking, all right, I'm going to be positive. We're going to be tough. We're going to get this done. And she's going to get through it. No problem. Well, I think by about week two, it really started to wear on me and I was starting to get stressed out, you know, not at her because she was the one suffering, not me. I was just her support, but it also really took a toll on me because it's hard to watch someone you love suffer and it's hard when you can only help them so much. So a lot of times, you know, she'd kind of panic sometimes because she didn't understand what she was feeling and what she was going through, and sometimes it just really scared her. And I had to remember to just try to talk her down and try to de-escalate her situation, try to keep her calm or just distract her. Sometimes she'd get a full-blown panic attack, and this might sound bad, but one of the ways that I help her come out of her panic is I make her mad at me on purpose. And she'll kind of get distracted of why she was panicking in the first place, and then she wouldn't panic anymore. She'd be mad at me, and then I'd be like, "Mom, Mom, Mom, look, you're not anxious anymore. You're not panicking. You're okay. See?" She'd be like, "Oh, okay." And then I'd have to say sorry for why I made her mad.
Alma, if you hadn't have had Gail with you to kind of help you at home, as well as Dr. Theobald, do you think you would have been able to stop taking those medications?
If it hadn't been for my doctor, Dr. Theobald, the pharmacist, and my daughter, Gail, I don't think I could have done it without my daughter's help, because she was my big support, and she would cheer me on and say, "Mom, you've gone this far. Don't give up."
My last question for you, Gail. I'm going to call you a caregiver, as a caregiver for someone who has experienced this, and also being that it was your mother and a loved one. Do you have any advice for other people who are watching their loved ones go through this same struggle?
You have to be patient. You are the person that is helping your loved one or your friend, your family member to go through something that is very scary. You know, for me, I was the person to make sure that all her medication was in order. So that's one less thing for her to worry about. We have a real good mother-daughter relationship. We're close. But I think as I got older, I'm more her mama and she's more my daughter. But I think patience and being able to talk to your physician is really important, because if you're not understanding something, then how are you going to explain it to the person you're caring for? So I really appreciated that about Dr. Theobald. She'd explain things very well to me, and that way I could explain it to her. I am very thankful, and I want to say that my mom, she's never abused her medication, but it doesn't make it any less important for her that she got off them, because they're still addicting whether you abuse them or not.
Alma, and then kind of the same question to you. Any advice or thoughts to people who are thinking about taking different opioids for their pain or are already struggling with some sort of addiction?
I would have to say that if you are wanting to go off the pain medications, you have to mean it from your heart. Because if you're just going to say, "Oh, I'm going to get off of them and it'll be easier," and if you're not sincere in getting off these opiates medication, you are going to have a hard time. I won't forget when I started to get off the pain medication. On the 3 days, I would feel very miserable and the withdrawal symptoms. As I was getting closer and closer to getting off of them, it seemed like it was getting a little harder for me, because the less I was taking them, the harder it was for me, and I wouldn't want to wish anyone to go through with the withdrawals that I've experienced, because it takes a toll on you, your mind, your relationship with your family, and the ones that you hurt the most. It was really hard, because I never wanted to hurt my family, but I'm so thankful today that I am not taking them anymore. I'm just reminding anyone out there who's listening, don't be addicted to these pain medications, because it will affect you like it did over the years. Talk with your doctor and ask her what alternatives you can do.
Again, you heard from Alma and Gail Smith-Heisler sharing their experiences with opioids in the last profile in our opioid series. For KNOM Profiles, I'm Davis Hovey.